And I think that it's going to backfire on him because I am a serious candidate.
Herrig is boldly taking on the powerful and controversial real estate developer for the Park District seat. Herrig says he decided to run for the school board because he believes Palladino has caused too much conflict. Herrig says too many students and teachers are suffering.
Because of the fighting going on at the Board of Ed, it doesn't make good role models when one part of the Board of Education has to hire lawyers to defend itself against the other part of the Board of Education. That's costed $2 million in itself.
But Palladino's campaign manager filed an objection against the teens' petition signatures, trying to say they're invalid. And now they're under review by the Board of Election Commissioners.
He tried knocking me off the ballot after not attending the debate. He challenged my own signature on my own petition.
The candidates are required to submit 500 signatures. Herrig delivered more than 600. He tells WBFO News he walked door to door throughout South Buffalo. Herrig says he has a big defense for his petition hearing today.
Very prominent people stepped up and said, you know, we're not going to let him get away with this. We're going to help you defend your petitions because my petitions are being defended. We only need to have about 7 defenses, honestly. We're pretty golden, and I think he's going to be very upset when he finds out that I'm on the ballot.
Herrig says he has repeatedly tried to reach out to Palladino through phone calls and Facebook, but received no response. Herrig is endorsed by the Western New York Labor Federation and NYSUT, but he claims he's not getting any financial support and has a neutral union agenda. The teen established a GoFundMe page and has raised just under $2,000.
Nobody else is going to bring adult behavior to the school board. Then it's my civic duty to try because I care about these kids and I want to help them. And if nobody else will, then an 18-year-old has to put his life aside for a little bit and kick this guy out.
Herrig calls Palladino's challenges bogus.
But I guess a lot of people are scared of him and think that he's a big bully because he is a big bully. But, you know, I think that it's just a bunch of bluster and bravado.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.